This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Inspector General released a survey of more than 300 hospitals across the country, and the number one complaint from those hospitals were severe shortages of testing supplies.
Well, where did he come from, the Inspector General? What's his name?
It came from the Inspector General
report. No, what's his name?
I don't know his name.
If you find me his name, I'd appreciate it.
Question of the Inspector General, and by the way, her name was Christy Grimm.
When was she appointed?
I'll check.
No, let me know now. I have to know now, John.
She was appointed in January of this year.
A few moments later.
Did serve in the previous administration.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Oh, I see. You didn't tell me that. Did serve in the previous administration. You mean the Obama administration. Thank you for telling me that. See, there's a typical fake news deal.
I told you when she was appointed.
You're a third-rate reporter, and what you just said is a disgrace. Thank you very much, John. Thank you very much. You will never make it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's incredibly frustrating, I think, for a lot of people watching this, and the way the president is using this and hijacking this coronavirus task force briefing every day.
And as a viewer, it makes me really enervated. It really makes me anxious. This is not helping. Not helping.
Not helping.
Forgive me, sir, but I beg to differ.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I believe that even though we should believe women, but that does not mean at the expense of not giving men their due process.
If these women, Julie Swetnick as well, if they were all lying, why is he not maybe threatening with a claim of defamation?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon, the number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We spoke in the last hour on our radio, the last moments of our radio broadcast with Representative Karen Whitsitt from Detroit, and she had to go to two doctors. She had coronavirus. She's now fully recovered, apparently. And she had her first doctor that she went to didn't want to prescribe her the anti-malarial drug that she now credits with saving her life within 2 hours. And, the governor of her state had issued warnings to physicians and pharmacists not to prescribe the anti-malarial drug. And Donald Trump said, Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. We don't know, but it seems to be working anecdotally. That's what they're describing it as, anecdotally. If there's something Democrats don't really want to admit is working, or don't want to admit is happening, they always dismiss it as an anecdote. But she's alive now, and we were happy to talk to her, and she's alive because of an anecdote, the anti-malarial drug. 844-500-4242. Joining us now is Grace with the news.
I have more anecdotes to bring you all. I want to start, Howie. We have so much good sound today, but we also have a jam-packed show full of guests. So I'm going to just jump right in to some sound that I think is worth everyone listening to. I want to start with, for anyone who says, the media isn't wanting Trump to fail, the media isn't doom and gloom, they're just giving us the facts. Well, I want to play for you this cut. This is from Nora O'Donnell's program. Not sure where she even is anymore, Howie, like what time slot. She gets moved around a lot.
Isn't she CBS Evening News?
She's CBS, yes. I think she is Evening News. There was a big shakeup at CBS. And yeah. So I want to play this cut. This is from CBS's Weijia Jiang. She's basically saying, let's just play the cut. This is cut 21.
Nora, we will get to that. But first, today, President Trump insisted that all 50 governors are happy with his administration's response and said, again, there is light at the end of the tunnel. But some of his own health experts say we're not even in the tunnel. And this week could be our Pearl Harbor or 9/11 moment.
Wah, wah. Have you ever heard any leader say that to people? By the way, guys, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, we're not even in the tunnel. All right, everyone have a good one.
So, you know, Grace, have you looked at some of these statistics? Like, for instance, California, where Gavin Newsom, the governor, was saying that a couple of weeks ago that there could be 25.5 million people infected in California. I looked at what the Sacramento Bee was reporting yesterday afternoon. I don't know what it is today, but yesterday afternoon, the Sacramento Bee said that in California, the Golden State, 40 million people, fifth largest economy in the world, 14,000 people infected. That's a long way to 25.5 million people.
No, totally, Howie. And I just want to tell people that that reporter from CBS, she was the same woman who got into a fight last week with Trump about Jared Kushner using the word our when describing the ventilators. He said these are our ventilators, meaning the federal government. And she kept going toe-to-toe with Trump saying, what does he mean by that? What does he mean by that? Until Trump finally said, this is such a stupid question. I can't deal with this anymore. There was another thing on Twitter I saw today. This is not Tweetbeat. But we will get to Tweetbeat in a second. This is, her name is Allie Beth Stuckey. And I've seen her a lot. She's a commentator. She does really great stuff.
This is really, really funny.
We're not going to do the whole, I know, Howie. The thing is, I'm just jealous that she thought of it before me because I could have totally gone viral and gotten a blue check if I did this.
Gone viral. There it
hashtag
is.
We love Grace.
Everybody, that's what you have to do. Everybody's got to be a hashtag hero. Every day they go into the press conference. Please, God, could today be the day?
Please,
I
let him
go
be mean
viral.
To me.
Let me go viral. So I'm going to be so insulting and so insolent to the president of the United States. I'm going to go viral.
So Allie Beth Stuckey, I believe she's a conservative, obviously, and she's mocking the press corps and how the press conferences always tend to go. And we're only going to play a little bit of it because it is pretty long, but some of the questions are so hilarious. This is cut one.
What do you say to the Americans who accuse you of being a terrible person? Mr. President, I have it on good authority that the reason why Dr. Fauci isn't here is because you and Vice President Pence threw him in a dungeon with crocodiles and alligators. Is there any truth to that? Do you ever worry, Mr. President, that you're acting too much like a fascist dictator? Why aren't you acting more like a fascist dictator?
Exactly.
I wanted to know why you physically poured fish tank cleaner down the throats of the Arizona couple and if you'll be facing charges for that.
At The Hague, as a war criminal, as the state rep from Ohio wanted to. She's been to The Hague, that state rep, so she wants to go back there to the world court, knock on the door if they're still open in this pandemic.
Howie,
file charges.
Another thing I saw on Twitter today that surprised me was Tracy Morgan. He's a very popular actor. He was in 30 Rock. He was on SNL. He's a comedian. He was doing an interview with Hoda Kotb from the NBC, you know, Good Day Today or whatever they're called now, the Today Show. And she was interviewing him about his TV show, but she was also, now everyone's doing these virtual interviews. You obviously are going to ask them, you know, how are you doing with the coronavirus situation? And so the whole interview goes on. It was pretty funny, pretty humorous. And then at the end, he said something that shocked me. He kind of defended President Trump. This is cut 18.
This is the gift to the world to keep you entertain and maybe identify me. Like, the struggle is real. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're struggling. People want to criticize the president, but imagine being the president of a country and half your country got sick. So it's difficult for him. We all got to pull together as people now. Now is not the time for blame and all of these other things and anger. It's here now. We got to just be together. We got to all stay safe. Nobody wants to transmit it, nobody wants to attract it. Nobody wants to get it. Mm-hmm. So let's just stay safe and do the protocol that we have to do. Protect our kids and our pets.
Well,
now is not the time for blame. Tracy Morgan, you're fired.
Exactly. He's going to be boycotted. But I do think it's interesting, this idea of we're all so used to Trump at this point. But it's similar to what Joe Rogan said yesterday, where no one knows the pressure of the presidency and you're never going to know it unless there's a very small chance you become president. So the fact that Trump is out there every day for 2 hours, I mean, you can give Biden a pass on a lot of things if you're a Democrat, but there's no one out there who's going gung-ho for Joe Biden claiming he could do half of this stuff, because they know he can't. He doesn't have the mental capacity and he doesn't have the physical strength, I don't think, to stand up there for 2 hours. So I think everyone's starting to realize that all things considered, we are in good hands, and we're all lucky that it's not Obama or it's not, you know, Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, and that it is Trump. And I think even some Hollywood people are starting to figure that out.
But they're so angry at him. I mean, this whole thing, Thomas Friedman from the New York Times. I mean, I know it's in the intro, but a guy from the New York Times. This guy is a columnist. He's a reporter. Hasn't he won some big prizes? The Pulitzer, they all win Pulitzer Prizes. So
what do those even mean, though, Howie?
Yeah,
nowadays?
I know. They handed out Pulitzer Prizes to the New York Times and the Washington Post for their deeply reported story on a story that didn't exist, which was Russian collusion. So, yeah, they don't mean anything. But, I mean, if a guy works for a major metropolitan newspaper, should he be admitting that he gets the vapors from watching a presidential press conference?
Exactly.
That's what he said.
It gives him anxiety. And for Anderson Cooper, it's very frustrating for Anderson
anxiety.
Cooper. And for Mika Brzezinski, she sounds like she's about to cry when she talks about the press conferences. And to all of those people, I have to say, get a grip. It's like the part of the movie where you grab the person and slap them and say, get a hold of yourself, damn it. Everyone needs to take a deep breath. It's a press conference. And I hate to break it to them, but more than half the country is sitting here with our popcorn and we're enjoying these press conferences. That's really the only thing getting us through a lot of this turmoil, is watching Trump pounce on these people.
Mika, you know what really concerns her, Grace?
What?
The president of the United States gets better ratings on MSNBC than she and her lovely dear husband get.
And she
in
says,
the morning.
I think we all really need to think about this and think about whether or not we really want to play these press conferences every day and just put the lies into the American people's eyes and ears. They have to hear this every day. People are dying. It's like, give me a break, Mika. He's the president. It's the one time you guys could have high ratings, but if you don't want them, whatever. Guys, this segment is brought to you by Boomer Naturals. Go to HowieKarcher.com and click on the big Boomer Naturals banner to check out their CB5 supplements. Really cool if you're a little bit scared of cannabis. It's all the same benefits of CBD, but without the cannabis element. So go to HowieKarcher.com, click on that banner, and if you use code word Howie at checkout, you will get a couple of free goodies and a really good deal. So HowieKarcher.com, click on the banner.
What do you got coming on the other side, Grace?
Howie, someone's trying to get out of jail, and the judge is saying, no cigar. Someone's using the coronavirus defense.
Someone. There are multiple people using it, aren't they?
This person.
Many beautiful people who now find themselves behind bars are using this defense.
I'll give you a tease. He believes he can fly.
Okay. That doesn't help me much, but maybe it helps somebody else. We'll be right back with the answer. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the Trash Man, but we'll call him Captain Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
With all the uncertainty in the world, feeling safe at home has never been more important. That's why you need Simply Safe home security for just 50 cents a day. You need Simply Safe for any property you own. There's a commercial real estate burglaries in New York City, for instance, are way up because the many of the businesses are shut down. And so the burglars are running amok. Don't let them run amok in any property you own. Head to simplysafehowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should President Trump wear a mask during his press conferences?
No, he should not.
7% say yes.
Okay. All right, Grace, you got a lot of stuff to get to here in this segment.
I do, Howie. I have a lot of tweets to get to. It's time. I want to start with a tweet from John Hayward. Okay, he tweeted this out today and said, the media is putting 100 times more effort into attacking chloroquine than they are into criticizing the Chinese Communist Party for unleashing the pandemic. They're hitting this medicine.
So true.
They're hitting this medicine like Trump just nominated it to the Supreme Court.
I wish I'd tweeted that out.
It's a great tweet. I also have this exciting news from Brian Stelter. Just announced, CBS, ABC, NBC networks are coming together to air One World Together at Home on Saturday, April 18th. Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon will co-host. It'll broadcast on more than a dozen cable channels. Set your DVRs, everyone. That last part was me telling everyone to set their DVRs. And
I'll find something else to do.
I can think of so many things I'd rather be doing.
Yeah.
Very painful things that I'd rather be experiencing.
Joe Concha.
I've been meaning to sweep the kitchen.
I mean, I would watch the Golf Channel over that. But Howie, you made a knock on the Golf Channel in the first hour, and I just have to say, they've been playing a lot of great stuff lately. They've been doing a lot of Tiger Woods' best moments. Pretty entertaining. I would take that over Brian Stelter any day of the week.
I don't like recorded sporting events from the past.
Oh, it's all really, we've been watching at my house. It's
really?
Oh my gosh. I've watched Bruins games from 10 years ago. And somehow...
Did you post that thing about my, you know, everybody's favorite movies that
no,
they should be
because
catching up on?
I have an exciting announcement that I will be telling everyone in the upcoming days.
Because so I spent literally 3 or 4 minutes working on that list.
Blood, sweat, and tears, I know. I
haven't seen any response to it. I was wondering what happened.
And that's 3 or 4 minutes that you might never get back, Howie. I hate to tell you that. No, that will definitely be posted. Don't worry. Joe Concha tweeted out a photo of Governor Ralph Northam putting on his own blackface when he put a mask on to show the people of Virginia how to wear one. I don't know who in his camp, his PR camp, didn't say, maybe we skip the visual here. Maybe we,
but
you know.
Fortunately, he's a Democrat, so the NBC affiliate in Washington, D.C. immediately deleted the tweet.
Ugh. And you know what's interesting, Howie? I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything, but I was looking at the Trump press conference from yesterday, and I was looking for the cuts of the IG, and the woman asking for the IG, I don't really know who, she looked like Katie Turr, but she wasn't Katie Turr, and then John Carl, and then the whole back and forth. And what the press conference thing I clicked on, I can't remember what network it was, they cut it out. It was cut out of the broadcast, and then I had to go to some random one. But now they don't even want us to see their reporters getting dunked on. How many more?
Well, we want the viewing public of America wants to see them getting dunked on.
That's why you have to watch it live. All right, guys. R. Kelly loses bid to leave jail amid coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, no.
The 53-year-old R&B icon filed requests with federal judges citing his age and his recent hernia surgery. And he said those put him at high risk for catching the coronavirus. The judge
his
said,
hernia surgery. I've had that 2 or 3 times. Please give me a break.
Howie, where's your sympathy?
Bernie Madoff wants to get out of prison. Who doesn't want to get out of prison because of this? I'm Howie Carr. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets, down 1,000 or more points, up the next? Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points or thousands of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride that the stock markets have been on the last couple of weeks. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus or the oil price war abroad between Russia and Saudi Arabia, you always need to be diversified, and that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver and platinum. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you haven't yet taken advantage of their no-obligation guide, it's still not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver and other precious metals. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them right now at 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now on the line is Ronna Romney McDaniel. She is the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee. Ronna, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show on a very busy day for news, as always.
Well, thanks for having me. Great to be with you.
How do you think the president's prospects for reelection are after weeks of this shutdown? The unemployment rate is way up. Does the economy, does he have to put the nation back to work and end the national emergency very soon, or what?
Well, I think the president said it very well yesterday, which is, I've done a good job getting our economy moving once, and I can do it again. I think he recognizes the balancing act of the health and safety for the American people, but also that we need to have jobs and people working. And so he's listening to the scientists, but he's also figuring out ways that we can get our economy back going again. So I think the president is exactly the right person. And let's talk about something else, Howie, is the president as a candidate was the one raising the alarm bells from a national security standpoint of having all of our supply chain and manufacturing in other countries. He said early on, we are allowing China to have too much of our supply chain on every level, and we have let manufacturing leave the United States of America, and exactly the things that we need to make ventilators and change things or get things going for this coronavirus outbreak are the things the president was raising alarm bells for early on, and he did bring back manufacturing. So he's been spot on. Long before this pandemic.
How does he keep getting blamed for this pandemic when he was the one who shut off the travel from China, which was, I think, the most necessary step, as he keeps saying, and I think most people now agree, and Joe Biden even agrees, even though he called it racist and xenophobic when the president actually imposed it back in January. Not February or March, January, the president imposed that travel ban.
Well, let's be honest. The Democrats want open borders. If they had their way, people would be coming into this country, we'd have no idea who they were. And that's why the president's policy on knowing who's coming into this country was so smart. And then closing the travel to China when he did, when Democrats were focusing on the impeachment and calling him racist, he was spot on. So why are they blaming him? They're blaming him because he's in front of the American people every day, bringing in the private sector, working with Democrats, working across the aisle, and saying, let's put all hands on deck to solve this problem, and they've seen his poll numbers go up. So now they are doing everything they can to attack him, to blame him. They're using their media allies because they want to bring his numbers down, because for them it's about the election and not about solving the crisis. And it's really, truly shameful, and I think the American people are seeing through it.
Isn't it amazing, Ronna Romney McDaniel, that, you know, a month ago they were complaining there are no press briefings daily anymore in the White House. Now they're complaining that there are too many daily press briefings in the White House.
Yeah, it's amazing that they wouldn't want the president to give us updates. You know, I watch them every day. Yesterday, I was learning about the antibody test. There were things that I had not heard in any of the briefings. Every day I learned something new. The American people are being calmed and reassured by our president as he's bringing in industry leaders, the private sector, using our all of the resources that the government has as at its disposal to deal with a national, global emergency. It was a natural disaster that hit the whole world at once. And people are scared, and they've lost jobs, and they're worried about loved ones. And having him be that calming presence every day at 5 o'clock is great for our country. It's bad for Democrats, though, because it's about politics for them and not about how do we help our president in this time of need for our country. It's about how do we win elections? And it's just really something that's shameful. And I think a lot of Americans are watching this and are disgusted by Democrats and what they're doing.
In the last hour on the show, we had a state rep from your home state of Michigan, Karen Whitsitt. And you know her story. She's from Detroit. She's a Democrat. She's African American. And she was sick with coronavirus. And she went to the doctor and said, can I get some of this anti-malarial drug that might work and might save my life? And her doctor said, no, I can't prescribe it because the Democrat governor of Michigan had promised to punish any physician or pharmacist who gave out the anti-malarial drug. She had to go to a second doctor, and it saved her life.
And she credited the president. Credited the president. She said, I mean, this is a Democrat. She is not a fan of President Trump from a policy perspective, but she was sick. And it was banned in our state, this anti-malarial drug. And she said the only reason she knew about it was because of President Trump. And so this is some of the things that the president has brought to this crisis. He said, this is the drug. We've got to test it. We've got to get the data. But let's let people use it if they're in a tough situation, because anecdotally, we're hearing that this is helping some folks. And she is a perfect example of that. And now you're seeing my governor of Michigan and Cuomo all saying we'd like more of this drug. But again, this is what the president has done so well, is bring in the private sector. He is innovating. He is saying, let's get everybody that we can into the solution. We had an outdated CDC. We had a national stockpile that had not been replenished after H1N1 or to Obama and Biden. And this president has done everything he can to get all cylinders running to help the American people.
I mentioned earlier in the day that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, had predicted a couple of weeks ago that 25.5 million Californians could be infected with coronavirus. And it turns out that as of yesterday, it was 14,000. Maybe it's up to 20,000 today. But that's a long way from 25.5 million. Minnesota, the governor was predicting a couple of weeks ago that there might be as many as 75,000 fatalities. Then he lowered the estimate to 50,000. Now it turns out in Minnesota there are 30 dead instead of 75,000, and the average age is 86. Is it perhaps time to start thinking about getting America back to work?
Yeah, I think we're hearing that. I think there are ways to safely start putting industries back to work. And it's different state by state. And these governors and their executive orders, what they've deemed essential and non-essential businesses. So I think the president's looking at that. You know, he said often, we can't let the cure be worse than the disease. And so we don't want to dismantle our whole economy. I think he did the right thing extending the social distancing until April 30th. We're seeing that that's working. But panic isn't going to solve this problem. And it's unfortunate that you're seeing many Democrats try and engage panic and fear. And the president is counteracting that by bringing science and logic and action to the American people daily in these briefings.
On the other hand, if he does, lift the national emergency and tells people they can go back to work, he'll be blamed for anything. I have in my hand a story here from New York City comptroller from the Washington Examiner, Scott Stringer, a Democrat, obviously. His mother, 86 years old, died on Friday, and he is now saying that Donald Trump has blood on his hands. Not the mayor of New York City, who told people to go down to Chinatown for New Year's and told them to go to movie theaters as late as last month. Not the governor of New York, who closed 20% of the hospital beds, shut them down in New York State during his term as governor, but the president of the United States. He has blood on his hands. I mean, that's what we're going to hear up to Election Day, aren't we, Rana?
We are. We're going to hear this over and over again. Everyone buckle your seatbelts, because that's the playbook. They're going to blame everything that's happened, every death, every tragedy on the president. And I think the American people are smart enough to know that this is something that the whole world's dealing with. The president acted as swiftly as he could, and he's brought every mind together to try and solve this crisis. But it's a crisis. And for Democrats to try and lay blame on the president, and to see these hyperbolic attacks, that blood's on his hands and all these things, that is not what the American people want to see. They want to see, we came together in a time of crisis, and we reached out across the aisle, and we did everything we could together. That's what America's about. And you are seeing that with some Democrat governors. Even Cuomo and Newsom and blue states have said the president's given us everything we've asked for. And that's, I think, what the spirit of America is. But we're going to see a lot of this because there's an election around the corner, and I hope it backfires on the Democrats. I just hope it does. I hope the American people do not reward that type of behavior.
Is Joe Biden going to be the Democrat nominee, Ronna?
I think he will. I got asked that question today on a conference call. I think he will. He's got to get to the 1,991 delegate threshold. But boy, every time you see him, you wonder. I mean, he's not even campaigning. He's not exhausted, and he still can't get his facts straight. These counter programming briefings have been dismal, to say the least. He doesn't have.
You're being kind.
I'm being kind, but I mean, he's calling on the president to enact the Defense Production Act, and the president did that a month ago. So I mean, come on,
and
Joe.
He can't even remember the name of it. He's come up with three or four different names for it as time has gone on. Just like he can't remember the name of the virus, he keeps coming up with different names for that and comparing them to earlier viruses that he can't remember their names either.
Well, I said this early on. Once he became the nominee, he'd play bide and seek, play on words, hide and seek, because he's going to hide from the electorate as much as possible. Because the more you hear Joe Biden, the more you go, okay, this guy is not ready to be president. Right,
who's going
to
be his running mate? Who's your prediction on who's going to be his running mate if he's going to be the nominee?
Oh, I'm not going to say. I have a few. Well, he said it's going to be a woman. He's guaranteed that. So, you know,
he was with your governor today, Whitmer. He was with your governor today.
Yeah, she was asking him about snacks, his favorite snack, instead
Fig
of
Newtons.
Focusing on my state. Yeah, instead of focusing on my state and the issues that we're having as we're at the epicenter of this, she was asking Joe Biden about what snacks he likes to eat. Thank you. That was very helpful for us here. But yeah, I think my governor's in the running, Gretchen Whitmer. I think Kamala Harris is in the running, Stacey Abrams. There's going to be a lot of people, a lot of women on that list. Maybe Hillary Clinton. We'll see.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren is trying to get back in it with her plan for mail-in voting. That's a great idea. That would be, what could possibly go wrong, right, Ronna?
Yeah, talk about a plan that's going nowhere. We just won a huge case in Wisconsin yesterday, and everybody should be aware that the Democrats have a mantra, never let a crisis go to waste. And they are trying to enact all types of election reforms that will hurt the safety and the integrity of the election. And we're going to fight them tooth and nail. We won yesterday in Wisconsin as they tried to get rid of ID laws and tried to get rid of witnesses on absentee ballots. We're going to push back.
They vetoed it in the new Democrat governor in Kentucky vetoed the legislation that went through the Republican majority in Frankfort to establish voter ID requirements in voting in Kentucky. It's a struggle state to state. No IDs.
The Democrats want porous elections, and they don't want safeguards on elections. And you know what? I want everyone who is eligible to vote to be able to vote, but I certainly do not want people who are not legally allowed to vote to have a say in our elections in our country. And you know, you think the Democrats who talked about foreign interference over and over again would think that way too. And why shouldn't we have an ID and know who's voting? We have to have an ID to get on a plane, to go into a building. Anything we do in our lives, we have to prove who we are. But for some reason, to have an ID to vote is criminal, according to Democrats. Why is that? It makes common sense. And I think we should all question why they want to take away the integrity and the safety and the fairness and the freedom of our elections.
Ronna Romney McDaniel, thanks for being with us. She's the chairman of the Republican National Committee, and we always appreciate you having you on the show. Thanks, Ronna. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. The White House press corps is, it's like before a football game, you know, they're all batting their shoulder pads. Who's going to go viral today? Who's going to make a pluperfect ass out of himself or herself and get a pat on the back from Don Limon or Anderson Cooper or Rachel Maddow or Lawrence O'Donnell? 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, you know how you always say, I want to be treated just like an illegal alien?
Yes.
Well, I want to add myself to that list, because right now in the hospitals, if you're an illegal alien or a legal alien and you don't understand English, you get an interpreter. And that person
that's always been the case, Russ. That's for the last, I don't know how many years.
Yes, right? Howie, but right now they will not allow you to bring your family member in there as an advocate, as an American. That's the difference. And that's what's aggravating. And as far as Fauci is concerned, he's just a little weasel. He's a pessimist. And Roosevelt would have fired him in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Can you imagine Franklin Delano Roosevelt being asked these kinds of questions at a press conference after Pearl Harbor? You know? Someone tweeted this out, put a picture of all the reporters in FDR's time and, you know, put little balloon captions. What about the sailors on the USS Arizona? Do you share some of the blame by imposing those tariffs on oil? What are you talking about? The Japanese, all Japanese? It's ridiculous to even think about. But I don't think, how seriously can you take it if this is how seriously the White House press corps is taking it? Because it's a game to them, obviously. They don't care about the facts. They're just going for their viral moment. Thanks for the call, Russ. Laurie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Laurie.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I've heard a lot of people say that comparing the coronavirus to like a bad flu, but I used to be a med tech, and what jumps out at me is the respiratory component.
Right.
And like the shortness of breath, the bronchitis, pneumonia, winding up on a ventilator, and Karen Whitson had some of that too.
Yeah, she just said, that's what she said.
Yeah, and I get a pneumonia shot, and I'm wondering if this is a viral pneumonia.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, the people with the underlying conditions include diabetes and lung problems. I mean, those are the two leading underlying causes of death. And so, you know, if you're way overweight too, one of the 600-pound guy that was on TV in one of those reality shows, he just died at the age of 49. I don't know. I'm Howie Carr.